The Oregon Supreme Court Thursday upheld the death sentences of a father and son convicted in the bombing deaths of two Oregon police officers in 2008. But with a moratorium on the death penalty still in place, it's unlikely the executions will be carried out anytime soon. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Bruce and Joshua Turnage were convicted of setting a bomb in a Woodburn, Oregon bank in 2008. It exploded and killed two police officers and severely wounded another. The father and son were sentenced to death. Attorneys for the two challenged those convictions on the basis of a long list of procedural technicalities. Oregon's highest court disagreed and upheld the death sentences. The Turnages are two of 34 inmates on Oregon's death row. In 2011, then-Governor John Kitzhaber enacted a moratorium on carrying out the death sentence in Oregon. His successor, Kate Brown, has continued that policy. The two leading Republican candidates for governor both say they'd end the moratorium, citing the 1984 ballot measure that Oregon voters approved, reinstating the death penalty. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.